Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you.
We out here having fun in the sun. We got a special guest today, Stephon Berger. Stephon Berger was a phenomenal athlete at Rocky Mountain Senior High and was a very dominant corner at Virginia Tech. I'm here to kind of get his intake and his mind on how he feels about the game. I also talk about his organization's program called V-Light. But first, let's start talking about the high school career. I mean, give me some of your achievements, what you did when you were at Rocky Mountain Senior High.
Well, the first achievement at Rocky Mountain Senior High was, being the first freshman in the Wild to start varsity, on the varsity level.
Right.
Just coming in from middle school, hide out of middle school, you know. Two, I was ahead of my time, not just to, you know, pat on my back or pull my own coattail to my own horn.
Right.
I trained with guys that was older than me, like the Mike Masons. Ronnie Davis's and all that. We grew up in the same neighborhood, played city league, rate league together. So my mindset was a little different from the guys that was my age and, you know, on that level at that time. So, you know, that was my first, you know, achievement. But after that, man, the sky was the limit. And I just kept balling. Eventually got a full scholarship to go to Virginia Tech. Was able to be a North Carolina, South Carolina Shriner. Go to the Nike Camp Elite Invitational. I did a lot of things, man. Just recruiting, being able to be recruited by D1 school was the biggest achievement because my parents couldn't pay for college. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it had to be a scholarship. So that I chose that route, and that was the biggest achievement that I think in my high school career.
That's free education. I understand that. You know, you got to take what you got to get when it comes to that. My next question is, since you brought up Virginia Tech and getting that free scholarship, that free education, which your parents had to pay for,
Right. Tell
me about your life and your achievements when you were at Virginia Tech.
Okay. I was fortunate to be a preseason All-American coming into my senior year, being able to play with elite corners like Macho Harris, watching Brandon Flowers, playing behind Brandon Flowers, studying, being in the film rooms with these guys, and admiring Jimmy Williams, big corner that came before my time. And
you around some studs,
yeah,
you?
Man, yeah, man. So I had to step my game up, man. They had the bar set so high, I had to go up, I had to jump and grab it, you know. So I dug down deep and I was able to accomplish that goal, and you know, just going to bowl games and stuff like that, being able to be invited to the NFL Combine. You know, just that whole experience, man, college experience was just a great experience, man. Everything, every day was an achievement for me, every day.
And you also, from what I'm understanding, is that you played with Cam Chancellor as well.
Yeah.
Tell me about what you learned from Cam, and how was it like playing against Cam, since we just found out the bad news that he's retiring. So give me your mind on him.
Yeah, man, Cam's a great dude, man. We came in together. I came in a semester before him. I came in January. Actually, came in late in January. He came in that summer. And we began to vibe, man. Once we found out our birthday was on the same day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over since then. You know, we've been tight since then, since that day. But playing with Cam, man, it was great, man. It's almost like having two U's back there. You know, when you got somebody, when you're on the same level and you're in tune with that player, that guy. And you can have his back, and he got yours. You know that all I gotta do is give you a thumbs up or a clap at you, get your attention, and I know you got my back. You know what I mean? You know, it was just great, man. We get in the film room, man. We just go to war. We go to war in the film room. When we get on the film, you don't even know. Like, you can't even tell we silent killers out there until we hit you. You know what I'm saying? Until we hit you. You know, it used to be when we warm up in practice, when nobody want to warm up with Cam. I got you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You warmed up with him.
Yeah,
you went one-on-one with the great
guy. Yeah, I go one-on-one with you in warm up stuff.
Right.
Hey, take it easy, though. You can go hard, but take it a little easy. Take it easy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was great, man. I mean, he's a great guy, man. It's, you know, when that time comes to retire, man, it's just time. It's that time. And all that pounding, man, you take on your body by playing this game, man, that we love, it wears on you in different ways. And sometimes you got to make the best decision for you, your future, and your family.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what he did.
And I know you were talking about the film room right then. It's completely different from high school to the film room. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you had to study your individual position a lot.
Man, they broke me down so deep, man. I had to learn how to watch film all over again. See, because when in high school, coaches really, we watch film maybe 30 minutes on a team.
Right.
The rest of it is just on calls. We're looking at calls, we line up formations. And when you get to college, they breaking film down. Like, we'll watch one play 50 times within 3 minutes. Mm. And you got to break it down in that time frame. That's how it is. You know, so it took me, I'm going to tell you the honest guy, too. It took me 2 years to break it down. My freshman, sophomore year to break it down before I could get on the field. When I got the film, that's when I could get it. I could transfer it over to the field. It took me 2 years.
Wow. Interesting. You had a phenomenal college career. Yeah, let's talk about your program on V-Lite. Is that correct?
V-Lite.
Yeah, man. V-Lite.
Yeah, it's V-Lite, man, because, you know, I wanted to be, in my mind, I was elite. You know, even though coming out of high school, I was a three-star. In my mind, you couldn't tell me I want elite.
Right.
You know, when I went up against Julio Jones, you couldn't tell me I want elite. He didn't score. He can catch the ball, but he didn't score. You know, so.
The dog came out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I wanted to change it a little bit. Nah, you know, elite. I'm elite. But I'm Virgil. You know what I'm saying? My daddy always said, but you a Virgil, boy. You know? I mean, that's who gave me that dog. You a Virgil, boy. So yeah. Elite, okay. Put the V in front of it. It's V-Lite because that's me. That's mine. And I'm gonna get these kids to where they're thinking like how I learned how to think in college and with my father starting me off at a young age. You know, I wanted to give that back to the community, to the kids. So that's why I named it V-Lite.
What are your goals for the parents and also for the kids? What will make you proud or what will make you feel complete, man, once these kids come out of the V-Lite program?
To come out of the V-Lite program, man, at this stage right now, man, just to get an education, really. Get it to the opportunity to go to college. If it's football, if it's basketball, if it's soccer, whatever. If it's journalism, if it's photography, whatever it is.
Right.
However I can guide you to wherever it is to be successful, man. That's what V-Lite is here for. And you know, I want everybody to go on to the next level, because in my community right now in Rocky Mountain, man, is the youth is dying fast. You know, because they want to live that fast life. They want to live that street life.
Right.
Somebody got to come back and give them some hope that college is some good in going to college. It is some good when you leave Rocky Mountain. Man, I saw the world. As soon as I left Rocky Mountain, I started traveling the country.
Yeah.
You know, I started traveling the country.
It's a bigger world than just. Right.
I would be in Florida twice. I knew I was going to Florida twice a year, every year in college. You know, just playing football, I knew I was going to Miami.
Right.
Or I was going to Tallahassee. I knew I was going to one of the places. I knew I was going to Atlanta. Okay? I knew that. I knew I was going to Boston. I knew where I was going. Nebraska. Baton Rouge.
God.
Come on, man. You get to travel the country, man, see these things, man.
It's a lot of networking.
That's by going to college. That's by playing football, doing something you love. Like, don't just look at it as, like, war on your body and stuff like that. It's opportunities in this, because it's a lot of people that play this game that go on to be owners and entrepreneurs or something else, not just football.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So football can lead you to something else greater, too, just by experiencing life, you know, through football.
So what are your personal drills? I know we out here on the sand, on Raw Mind Sports. Tell me a little bit about this sand and what you use this sand for.
Man, I use this sand for
the beach look.
Resistance, man, because it's one thing about running the sand I learned in college. I got faster, I got stronger, I got swifter, I got elite. I became elite when we worked in the sand. You know, doing it hot sun, like there's no clouds in the sky. And we in the sand wrestling each other, doing drills, competing in the sand. Okay? Competing in the sand, one-on-one drills, and then let's go to the sand. We're working on our forward. That's why we were so great. Because we competed with each other, man. So I want to bring that back to my community, man. Give it to the kids. Let's go to the sand. Let's not just stay on the field all the time. Let's go to the sand. I also want to try to get them in the pool. You know what I'm saying? Let's work out. Let's work your whole body out.
Right.
Your whole body out. You know, I want to do that not just for the kids, but for the parents too. Because you know why? We all, parent, what we do now? We got kids. What we do now?
Right.
We sit back. We like to drink a beer at a time or two.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't like, we like to be lazy.
Yeah.
And what happens when you get lazy? You get Dunlap.
Yeah, like me.
You get Dunlap. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get no Dunlap. So, hey, come on. So your kids out here working out, why not you come out to a pool or come to a session? I can train
right.
too. We can do some physical fitness as well too, man. I do it all, man. This is the community, man. I'm for the community, man. For like I told you earlier, man. To raise the kids, it takes a village.
Right, it does.
So you got to bring the village back.
You got to bring the village back because the simple fact that some of the village is getting taken away. People keep misconcepting. It's a lot of guys who did bad
right.
in the streets who have changed their lives
right.
and try to be a positive figure in the community now.
If you, you can serve a forgiving God, why can't you forgive?
That's right. And I always think that. Like, people, God is always made of second chance, second and third chances.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, that's how people may think. But that's the, I mean, not think, but
right.
that's the truth. So, that's why I go with
a lot of people preach it, but they don't live it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm living it right now.
Yeah, you're a living vessel. God
yeah.
put that in you. That's your gift.
Yeah.
So what's your mind on future superstars? Like, what would you tell future superstars or rising superstars coming from high school? Who has a chance to be able to play on that big level one day? What would be your advice?
Man, keep working. Stay humble. Don't get caught up in the big lights, the flashy cars, the jewelry and all that, man. Stay humble. Be you. You know, man, the root and beautiful is be you to me. You know, be you. Be who God made you to be. And he'll bless you 10 times more. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to count those blessings. You know, you can't count those blessings.
Right.
You know, man, always work. Is there somebody out there trying to work? I work. My father instilled that in me. You know, go out there and work. There's always somebody out there trying to take your spot. So. You got to stay ahead of the game, keep your head on the grind, and do what you love to do. Everybody not going to like it.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, right.
So what? I don't care if you like it or not. It's for me. What's for me is for me.
That's right.
Go do what's for you. Be you. That's what I give to the future superstars right there.
So tell me about your upcoming, your upbringing, like what you done, your childhood. Before you became the person you are, and how you prepared yourself mentally and physically to endure the things at a young age to make you the man you are today?
Well, I come from a family of known studs and coming out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And my father was a great athlete. And I grew up listening about stories told to me about my father playing football, how ferocious of a linebacker he was, offensive guard, track athlete. And every Friday night, coming up in elementary school, us driving down to Fayetteville to go see E.E. Smith and seeing how they played, how ferocious they were, how big of a giants they were.
E.E. Smith was big school.
Yes.
I know.
And they always been big, and they still big. You know, so... I grew up with that upbringing, man. My father and his brothers, all of us studs in football. And at the age of four, man, he let me go out with some kids in the neighborhood to play in the church yard. And when he saw that they couldn't catch me at four, he was like, yeah, I got something on my hands. So he started with me at a young age. Yeah, he started with me at a young age. And with not just with football, but in sports, period, man. I would football, basketball, baseball, soccer. Run. I mean, every day when I wake up in the morning, when my foot would touch the ground, you say I would run nonstop. I got pictures in the albums right now where I'm jumping off tables. You know what I'm saying? So it started early with me, man. And coming up in flag football when I got an older cousin. He played up in Maryland, from Maryland. And he played at James Madison University. And I used to go up and visit him and see his games and go to that environment. When I was introduced to that environment, it was like, I can make it here one day. And that's a small school.
Right.
James Madison is not a big school, but I went
right,
to there
right.
and out riding up those mountains, man, I can remember that trip verbatim. You know, and being in that environment, I was like, I want to get here one day. So me and his brother, you know, we're 2 years apart, and we would always compete with each other, you know. And when we both made it to college, man, it was like, I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I wanted to do as a child. And, you know, me having those upbringings, man, those role models like my father, my uncles, my cousins, it prepared me for, you know, to be this person, to do what I do today. Because they gave back to me.
So it's time to give back to the people in your community.
Exactly.
And whatever they instilled in you, you push it back out. Right. The universe, whatever's instilled in you, you instill it, you push it back out. So I completely agree, because that's exactly the things that happened to me when I was young. Yeah. Tell me about your life skills and the mental training that you use towards your V-Leap program.
Man, I use the sob stories, man. Like, for real. I use my failures. Man, after, like, I say being cut from Buffalo was a failure of mine. That's one that sticks out to me, because I've never been cut till I was a professional, you know. And I worked my ass off, you know. Even though I was a free agent, I know I worked my ass off. I know I was supposed to be on that team. But that was a failure to me. And I used that because that's when I went to a state of depression. And I didn't know how to keep going. I didn't know what to do because I was so low. Remember, man, I remember being in the airport and sitting beside myself. Like, I'm sitting here talking to you. I was doing the same thing with myself. Sitting there talking to myself like, what are you doing here? You know, I didn't know how to keep going at that point. So when I come out here and I train the kids and I see them wanting to quit, because I'm tired. Got to keep it moving. Can't quit because something out there is for you. Something is for you waiting. You got to go get it. It may not happen right now, but you keep working towards it, it's going to happen. You know, I gave up. I would have kept going. You know, maybe I could have made it to the CFL. Maybe I could have went overseas when I was supposed to. I would have just kept going if I didn't stop, if I didn't get stuck in that rut, you know, under that cloud. You know, so when I come out here and I train the kids and they working, they want to quit. They're saying hot. So what? Pick your feet up. Let's go.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Coach, I'm tired. Hold your head. Take a breath. All right, I ain't going to kill you. Take a breath, but we going to finish.
Right.
We got to finish today. You got to finish what you start. So, you know, I use my sob stories and my failures to motivate the kids.
Right.
You know, one thing I remember doing when I was coaching middle school, I would ask the kids, what is your fear? I would ask them, what is your fear? And most of them would say, you know, something happened to my mom. You know how that feels, right?
Right.
So to get that rolling right there, this is how I would do it. I would talk to me like, it would be like, what's your fear? My mama. Anything happened to my mama. I would be like, he did it.
He
did.
That's the best way to get on
somebody's
kid. So
the only way to get to your mama is to go through him. He did it. He did it. He got her. What you gonna do? Well, I remember for like it was yesterday, kid, tears start rolling down his eyes. Both of them. Head up. Prepping them. Head up. See what you hit. Bah! Met in the mist, just like this. You saw. You can see the dog come out of him. You can see it come out of him. Man, after that, since that day, I got one of those boys. He's at Carolina right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the other one's doing. I think he's I know he graduated high school, but he's going to college somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That right there motivate him that much to go that far. You know, so that's why I do this, man. That's what I do it for. That right there. Just get a little push. Spark, get them that little spark, bing, just to go.
You let them know where you failed at, or your trial tribulation, so they won't take the same path, which is great. That's the best teacher, as a person who's been through that experience, to see what happened for their own self, to not let that happen to others.
All right,
you recently just talked about your failures. Are failures a great thing to have to keep you upbeat and to help others? Or what do you take from your failures? I look at failures as, it's always a positive phase, but how do you feel?
I feel that way too, you know. It's always a positive will come out of a failure. They are important. Nobody wants a failure.
Right.
You don't want a failure, but they make you stronger. They put that, it's like jumping back into the fire and becoming stronger. So when you come out of there, you're that much stronger once you learn from your mistakes that you made. And my failure, it built me. It made me who I am today, man. You know, I lost because I didn't do some things because, you know, from making the NFL, a lot of people left me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I felt like because of my failure, these people left. Like, why? So you got to move on. I got to keep moving. There you go again.
Right.
You go again. You got to keep moving. So what? People going to leave.
Right.
You keep it moving. All right. So from that, you know, learning from my failures, it made me that much smarter too because I started to do things that I wouldn't do. I started to be around people that I wasn't around, you know, bettering myself. You know what I'm saying? So I can enhance my mind, enhance my body, my spirit, you know. So failures, you know, it's always a positive that will come out of failure. You know, because I always say, look at the positives that can come out of it.
Right. All right?
Make this negative a positive. How can you make this negative a positive? That's why I tell the kids too. You know, you made a mistake, move on, but how can you make it a positive? What can you do correctly? All right.
Absolutely. I agree. In my conclusion of all my sports, this individual interview with Stephon Virgil, he's what God created him to do. He's the blesser. He has his gift. He knows his gift. He knows what it takes to manifest gifts in others. And you need more people like that. And at the end of the day, he's a guy that doesn't judge. He's a no judgment person. Whatever you do, doesn't matter. It's about what you're doing now. In life, you got to understand, it's about now. It's not about the past. It's not even about the future right now. It's about preparing yourself for the future. So what are you doing right now at this time of the day? Whatever the time is right now, what are you doing? That's what matters the most. And that's how you're going to get better. You always got to find a way to prepare yourself and make yourself better at whatever you do in your craft. Whether it's singing, dancing, football, basketball, whatever it is. You got to prepare yourself for your craft. And you got to know the steps and the levels that you need to take. Sacrifices have to be made. So on that note, man, I appreciate Stephon Virgil for being on the show. And can't wait to see some of these young studs you got, you know, see what they made of. Yeah. You know, see what you're teaching. I'm pretty sure you're teaching them well. And I know you're going to have them right.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it's going to be highly interesting to see some of these kids. And we'll do more shows and we'll have you back on and kind of talk. All right. And we'll see other kids in action. I'm pretty sure you got some kids you want us to see. So,
yeah,
anything you need, my brother.
I got one kid in Mexico City right now playing with Team USA. Man, got to check them out. I got a link on my page. You know, to see the game.
B-League.
Yep. You can Instagram B-League2455. On Facebook, you can get to my page, stuff on Virgil, hit me up anytime, hit me up and DM me or whatever. I answer, I get to you, I promise I will.
That's it for today, people. You have a nice day.